Let's begin. We are starting the ninth parak of Mesilas Yesharim, parak Tes. In the Art Scroll, it is 146. In the Feldheim, it is 48, page Mem Ches. And we begin a very, very important, a lot of Yesodos in this parak, a lot of things about emotions and fears, as we're going to talk about. Very important parak. On the second half of the parak, we'll get more into that. But let's begin. Hine. One of the reasons, mafsidi azrizas, what pulls a person away from doing things? So we said yesterday the reason a person will be motivated to do things is for different reasons. Now we're going to say, I might be motivated to do things, but then these things are going to come and they're going to push me to be lazy. So what is going to motivate me to be lazy? What will keep me lazy? What will keep you lazy is the following. I had that underlined many times. Hamenucha hagufanev sinas atoyrech va'avas ha'idunim v'tashlam kol tina'im. What a great line. The number one reason we are lazy is because we desire and we want our bodies to be, I don't want to work. I love delights. With the, how does he translate this in the Art Scroll? With all the conditions being fulfilled. What does he say, Yaakov? All the conditions fulfilled. The
physical ease. Relaxation.
And continue.
The hatred of exertion.
Continue.
The love of all physical delights
to the fullest degree. So not only does it have to be good, it's got to be perfect. The temperature's got to be perfect. The mattress has got to be perfect. The food's got to be perfect. The wine's got to be perfect. Everything's got to be perfect. And if you live in that world, then you will be lazy. Someone like that, it's going to be hard for him to serve Hashem. I got to eat everything just right. I got to sleep without anyone snoring, without anything. And I'll go ahead and everything has to be just right. I didn't get enough sleep. So if I didn't get my beauty sleep, I'm not going to get up for shacharis. If I didn't sleep perfectly, why would I get up in the morning? I'm in the middle of eating. I'm not going to stop my meal to daven mincha. Well, it says bar mitzvah. I got to do a mitzvah. It's hard. For sure to do something that is more quote-unquote optional. Somebody who accustoms himself to be like this. He is not a master over himself. To do the opposite. He's not able to do what he doesn't want to do. He has to do whatever he wants to do. And if something is against what he wants to do, he can't control himself. Ki kfar nesa ritzoinai, I love it. His ratzon, his desire, is in jail. B'maisar ahergal nasa teva sheni. He's naturally stuck because he's never trained himself to go against. He wants something, he's spoiled, basically. Whatever I want, I get. And if someone says no to me, wah, 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 I can't handle it. That's what happens. V'amem tzorch shiye da adam. A person needs to know, this world is not here to chill. Nobody likes to hear that, but that's the truth. This world, this planet, is to work and to be busy and to do a lot of stuff. That's what this world was created for. And somebody who doesn't want to do that, someone who doesn't want to accept that, he will suffer because he's going against gravity. He's going against the nature of the planet. This planet is created for us to work. So if he just wants to relax, then he's in trouble. Now, there's time to relax. He's not the Ramchal's, there's time to relax. But you're yearning to do that, right? My whole desire is to get home to relax. I'm working all hard in order to go relax. Or no, I get to relax because I get to relax. But I'm focused on working hard. Like he says, I'm like hired for the day. Look at this, guys. Yotze hatzava. How appropriate. Soldiers. Asher achilatam b'chipazon u'shnasan aray. They don't eat well and they don't sleep well. Va'omdim tamid muchanim le'ez krav. They're always ready to fight. V'alzeh ne'amar ki adam la'amo yulad. U'chshiyar gilat smel zeh derech. And when a person accustoms himself to do this, yimtza avoda kal lavadai. What a great line psychologically. The Ramchal says things will be easy for you if your focus is to work hard. And things will be hard for you if your focus is that things should be easy. Because you're ready. You're aware that I got to work hard. I'm ready. I got to get up. So good. So you're ready for it. You know when that alarm goes off. You're not whoever created the snooze button. Oy vey. Right? Basically what he means is not that you live a life of no gashmias. It's that that's not your pursuit. That's not what you're willing to. You're willing to do anything for it. You're willing to sacrifice things for something greater than food and comfort. Which is, by the way, ironic, because the people who are willing to sacrifice the delights and the relaxation end up having more delights and more relaxation. Okay, number two. Here's number two. Now, this is very, very big. This is like something maybe we'll talk about afterwards. It's not the forum to go so into this, but this next two pages in the Ramchal to me has changed my life and helps me out in so many things. Fear, we'll call it anxiety. People are afraid of what's going to be. Sometimes you're afraid of the weather. Sometimes you're afraid of accidents. Sometimes a person's afraid of sicknesses. Sometimes from the air. Basically, as I say, right? Oh, a guy goes, I'm worried about blah, 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 blah. Okay, great, you solved that problem. I'm worried about blah, 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 blah. Okay, you solved that problem. I'm worried about blah, blah, blah. So you know what I say? I say stop with the second half of the sentence. Just keep with the first half of the sentence. I'm worried. And then you're worried, you'll find something what to worry about. Right? The worrier, the lazy man, listen to this, incredible. What a perek that describes the psychology of us. The lazy man says there's a lion on the road. And where does that come from? You're afraid because of your averus. The reason you are worried is because of your averus. You don't have enough emunah. You don't believe in Hashem enough. El alzen emar. Betach b'Hashem asit oifshkanot emunah. Klaloi shaldavar, right? Have emunah, have bitachin Hashem, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're only worried because you're worried. Now listen to this. He's going to go into this more. We'll finish this paragraph. But listen to this. Klaloi shaldavar. Bottom line, says the Holy Ramchal. Tzarich she'asim ha'adam et atzmo arai bo'olam v'kavua b'avoda. Love it. Make yourself temporary in this world and permanent in working. Yisratzev yistapek b'chol yonel mamashem esdamaloi. Enjoy everything that comes your way. V'yikach ben abo v'yadu yarecham ben amiru karblam l'cholomu. Be more focused on work than on enjoyment. And not to be afraid of what's going to be. Don't be afraid of the future. Don't be afraid of what's going to be. Work hard and have emunah. Unbelievable. Oh, so here he goes into a whole thing. You know what? I think we're going to, let's get to this kasha, and then we'll end off for tonight. Oh, I love it. Shema, so people are going to say, what do you mean? But I'm supposed to be afraid. But I'm not supposed to go ahead and put myself in a predicament, even if I have bitachon, even if I have emuna. But I'm not supposed to put myself in bad situations. Everything is minah shamayim except for catching a cold. So if you're going to walk out without a coat, you can't say I have emuna. That's the kasha. So Ramchal is asking the kasha. You're telling me I have to have emunah. You're telling me just work hard and have emunah, which, by the way, is very, very appropriate to where our matzav is right now. I spoke to someone tonight. He's telling me he's nervous about this. He's nervous about this. He's nervous about this. Mamash, all anxiety is a nurse. And I totally appreciate that. I agree. I'm with you. I said, make a list of the things you can control, and then make a list of the things you can't control. Make a list of the things you are able to control. And then make a list of the things you can't control. And then focus on the things that you can control. And don't focus on the things that you cannot control. Which we're going to talk about in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night. 10 minutes of Mesilas Yesharim a day definitely keeps the Yetzer Hara away. And it also keeps you healthy, which we'll have to get a line for that.